birds I see. I was thinking about doing this little, you know how Big Fatty has music for, or you know, openings for all of his little segments of a show. I was thinking of creating a little segment opener and calling it This Week in Birds, but I didn't do it. I couldn't find what I was looking for in terms of music and the sound, so I did not do it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, openings for all of his little...
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2174 of the BFO for right the 27th of May 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, believe it or not, I've got a list. Big Fatty, you're prepared. Hello, Wiggies again. Big Fatty, that's because they're Wiggies again, because you forgot to tell them why they were Wiggies yesterday. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. Is going well, y'all. I hadn't even listened to it. Y'all, I just finished recording yesterday's little show, and y'all, I looked down at my notes, and y'all, I realized that I hadn't told you why you were Wiggies yesterday. Big Fatty, well, spread it out over 2 days. It's content, nonetheless. Well, y'all, anyway, y'all, I was, here's why you're Wiggies. Y'all, I was in old Vader's office on hump day, and y'all, he had been through a closet and was clearing some stuff out, and y'all, sitting on top of one of these boxes was a gray wig, but in the back, it had a big, long, gray ponytail on it. So, y'all, Big Fatty put it on, and I was walking around the office. Big Fatty, you're just not right. And y'all, and everybody got a good kerfuffle off of it. Y'all, I walked into the office next door because they're kind of fun and all. And y'all, I walked in there, and y'all, there was some woman in there that I didn't know who it was. It was evidently some sort of consultant or something that had come in their office. And I just walked in like everything was just normal. She didn't know if I was wearing a wig or not. Fatty. And of course, everybody else in the office just kind of kerfuffled, and I think it wasn't a serious consultant. It's just somebody that comes in and helps them out and from time to time. But y'all, so that's why you're Wiggies. And y'all, I've decided that in the coal mine we may have to have wig day every now and then, where we all just wear funny wigs throughout the day, and just like it's perfectly normal. You know, if somebody comes in the office, everything's just perfectly normal. That we're sitting around wearing our wigs. Big Fatty, is anything like wearing a weave? Yeah, gotcha, y'all. All I gotta say, Big Fatty, let me guess. All you gotta say is there's a lot of fucking that goes on at the end of August. It's exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, but you keep your weave, okay? All right. This weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are today for right. The 27th, y'all, the first one, he's over there in the Hatlanta. Some of you may have met him at the Pride 48 this past year out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, it's Peter Potamus, Epilouie, Apollonius, Big Fatty, lovely. He's just a lovely, sweet, sweet guy. And y'all, if you ever have a chance to meet Peter Potamus or Epilouie or whatever, do it. Just do it. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2015. Big Fatty, do we remember who that is? Well, you know, the memory's not so good. But Big Fatty remembers him. Y'all, he's out there with his big rig. Big Fatty, you're being vulgar. No, I mean, it's Trucker Alex. Oh, well, he does have a big rig. And, y'all, he's out there tooting it up. Big Fatty, you mean the horn, not his patootie. You know, he's tooting his patootie, too, I bet. Big Fatty Vulgar. Anyway, and then y'all on Satney. On Satney, y'all, you know her from many years, the early years in Lost Wages out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, it's my youngest daughter. It's my youngest daughter, Nessa. Oh, baby, we love Nessa. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it's Paul. It's Paul from Paul Videos the World. Big Fatty, that's not the name of it. Well, you know, he does those videos now. But y'all, he used to do a little show and used to be the Podfather. Now, Big Fatty, if I remember correctly, his celebration of exiting the birth canal in May is the fake one, and the real one is in October. Is that right? I can never keep it straight. But y'all, if you see Trucker Alex or Apollonius or Nessa or Paul on the 20th of the Face Place this weekend, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, last time I was over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty wearing some sort of garbage bag and fishnet hose or something. Yes, Big Fatty, it's not very becoming. And y'all then, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. Let's see, it's Big Fatty goes full furry. At the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty, I didn't know you were into the furries. I didn't know I was either, but evidently I'm horrified by it. But anyway, and y'all, then Big Fatty, he's at the Horror Hotel still, and it says this is the least popular theme room at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, it's Big Fatty. He's as big as a dirigible. Big Fatty, and y'all are being fondled. He's being fondled by some sort of midgets or something like that. Big Fatty, I don't think that's an appropriate word. Oh, we are. He's being manhandled by a bunch of midgets. Big Fatty never gets old.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right, I know, y'all, last night, okay, y'all, I'm sitting here in the villa last night, and, you know, the dating sites are always active, they're always active, yes, Big Fatty, always active, you kind of like your colon, Big Fatty, I'm sorry, I said that wrong, kind of like Granny's colon. Anyway, y'all, one of my younger gentleman calls, you know, younger, he's in his early 30s, Herbert Carter, and I said, hey, and he says, well, I'm close by, what are you doing? I said, waiting on you to come over, and y'all, that's exactly what he did. Yes, I agree, and y'all, he came by, and it was just lovely, and Big Fatty, there's no accounting for taste, that's just all there is to it, no accounting for taste, but let's just say that he tasted me. Fatty, we don't need to hear it. Oh, dear Gussie. Or something. No, y'all, I just heard during the dancing on Monday night, no, on Tuesday night, y'all, there's another quiz program that is coming back this summer over at the ABC. You know, they're having the Celebrity Family Feud. They're doing the $100,000 pyramid. They're doing the match game. And y'all, they're also doing To Tell the Truth. Big Fatty, I didn't think they could do that after Miss Kitty Carlisle passed away. Well, evidently, Peggy Cast, Big Fatty, we love Peggy Cast and Bill Cullen, it's true. But y'all, they're bringing back To Tell the Truth, and evidently, filling in for the deceased, Beth Howell. Big Fatty, it's too soon. No, the deceased Kitty Carlisle. Y'all, it's going to be Betty White. Big Fatty, I hope it doesn't rub out Betty White, too. But so, y'all, that debuts the middle of June, and then the other three are debuting at the end of June along with the Big Brother. So, y'all, it is going to be a quiz program of Palooza all summer long. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought I'd just close out the week with a couple of things. Y'all, it was Employee Appreciation Day at the coal mine on Thursday. And y'all, it was actually, it wasn't so bad. They had a complimentary lunch for everyone. They had the fried chicken and pasta salad and barbecue and different sauces. You can put it on a bun if you wanted to. The coleslaw, the baked beans. Big Fatty, you didn't have any of them. No, I did not. Did not toot it up. And then they had and pickerels, and they had some fresh cut up fruit. And cookeries and tea and lemonade, and it was nice. It was really nice. Y'all, they had it outside, and the breeze was blowing. It was very nice. They had tents set up for everybody to sit under. And y'all, then they presented a special coal miner lamps, you know, for the different people's helmets, you know, for the 10-year and 20-year and 30-year, you get a little bit brighter light in each of the coal mine lights for your helmet the older you get. Well, Big Fatty, it's because you can't see a damn thing the older you get. Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, y'all, then after that, they gave away prizes, and the way they did it, as you came in, they gave you a coupon. Oh, Big Fatty, I know you liked it if a coupon was involved. And you wrote your name on the back of the coupon. And y'all, then they had little cups, and that you could stick your coupon in the cup for the prize you wanted to win. So, you know, if it was a round of like the Garf. You know, Big Fatty didn't play the Garf, and then one of them was a sushi bus tour or something like that. Big Fatty, what is that, a bus that took you around to the different bait shops? Something like that. So, you know, and you can kind of look and see which are the most popular, and, you know, if there are a couple of different things you'd like to have, you know, increase your odds by putting your ticket in one of the ones that doesn't have quite as many other tickets in it. So, y'all, there were a few things that I was looking at, and y'all, I decided on, it was a $50 gift card to a local florist, and, it's more than a florist, but, you know, they have plants and things like that and all there in the store, so I put my ticket in there. Y'all, I won! I couldn't believe it! I just couldn't believe it, so I was real happy about that. And y'all then came back to the coal mine, and y'all The orange hat came in about 3 p.m. in the afternoon and said, okay, I think we're all just going to just shut it down. Big Fatty's kind of like what all your listeners say, shut it down. And so came home a little early, and y'all, I'm recording a little early, and it's just lovely. So there you have it. But it was a nice day. You know that Baron Frosty? Yes, Big Betty, does that Blom time. Hey, you guys, guess what time it is? Oh, my gosh, what time is it? Big Betty. He had told me he was sending in a box. He was sending a package from Juno for the Gus Chad I Audited a contest coming up in June. And y'all, I got a message. Got a message in the e-letter saying that a box had been shipped from Juno coming to the villa. So y'all, we're getting ready for the big I Audited contest. Y'all, you know about that. It's going to run the whole month of June. And that Gus Chad is putting it on. And he says it's the I Audited contest, and you got to get your entries in before midnight on June the 30th, and then Big Fatty's going to pick a winner in July. And evidently the prize is going to be huge. It's going to be huge. And he suggests that you can do a drawing or painting or noodle art. Big Fatty, I like poodle art. I know. Or just whatever. You can make a little magnet or whatever. But y'all, start getting your things in. We'll start, Big Fatty, thank goodness there'll be some content come next Wednesday. It's true. anyway, y'all, the last thing, it's not the last thing, but y'all want to remind everybody again about the live Pride 48 event. Is the 8th annual Pride 48 live streaming weekend, June 17th through the 19th. Gonna start at 8:30 p.m. in the evening on the 17th. Y'all, these are all Eastern Daylight Time in the only time zone that matters. Yes, Big Betty. And the closing show is going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Or it's going to end at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 19th. But y'all, if any of your little shows want to be included, y'all, they need to get the e-letters. E-letters in to Daniel at pride48.com by today. Y'all, then we'll be making up the schedule next week. We're going to be asking for times. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention, that Baron Frosty sent a twitty about putting the Blime Time on the Google Play. And I didn't know what that was, so y'all went over there and looked at it. So y'all, I have now been listed in the Google Play. Big Fatty, who knew? Who knew you could do? Oh, wait, that's right. You do that technology segment. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, they're saying we may have a tropical disturbance off the coast. The weather rats warning us of a tropical disturbance this weekend off the coast of South Kakalaki. So we may be getting rain on a full right? No, on Saturday and Sunday and maybe even Monday. So you never know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you know him from his videos, and if you don't, you should. Y'all, is Paul, and Paul, just you know Big Fatty. You've known Big Fatty for years. How do you think Big Fatty is going to be spending his Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, openings for all of his little.
Oh, Big Fatty, he does know you. He knows you very well. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.